I don't have my glasses. That might be a good thing. Because then I can't pick on people I know. So, but praise the Lord. We can go out and preach the gospel. Amen. How many here love to go gospel preaching? Amen. Okay. How many people here do not like to go gospel preaching? Okay. How many people are just afraid to go gospel preaching? That includes myself. You're not just, most of us are just not born to just go out and preach the gospel, right? Just be like, you know, I got saved. I'm just going to go talk to this guy right here. And say, you know, I just got saved. You want to get saved too? Right? Then you're like, sorry. Never mind. But we have to realize there is something in us. Well, my experience, right? When you get saved, you do want to share the gospel. Is it not? Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong. But I'm pretty sure when you get saved, why is that? Why do we have this something in us that wants to say something? You know, it's because we have a person in us. And it's because when we got saved, generally, truly received the Lord, we received the greatest thing in the world. And when we receive the greatest thing, we want to share that with everyone, right? Especially our families and friends who are not saved. You're like, wow. You know, it's like you get your birthday wish beyond measure, right? You ask for, you know, a Honda. And your parents gets you a Mercedes. You're like, oh, my goodness. You want to show everybody you got a Mercedes. And you want to take all your free. Let's go for a ride. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. We get so excited, right, for these things, material things. But when it comes to the gospel, we are the biggest chicken. I know, because I'm the biggest chicken when it came to the gospel. But it's something that comes from practice. Comes from practice because the Lord is touching us to go out and do these things. And I'm really burdened. First, why do we go out? You know, and I just want to have like just a few verses. If we go to Matthew 9, 8 to 13. How about brothers on 9, then sisters on 10, and so forth to 13. Matthew 9, verses 8 to 13. 9. Amen. No. And that's... Lining at the table. Amen. But I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Wow. When I read this, I was like, Lord, when I got saved, how many of my sinner friends did I bring to you? And it touched me so much. Because I did try to do that, but I was not equipped. You know, I didn't know what to say. So when I failed the first time, I just said, okay, you know what? Gospel preaching is not for me. I can't do it. I don't have the gift of gospel preaching. But then I realized this pump, 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 and my heart kept saying, no, you need to go out. You need to go out to these sinners. And the more I went out, you know what happened? The more I loved to go out. The more I wanted to share with people. And every time I went out, the more mistakes I made, the more I went back and fixed those mistakes. So all those questions they asked me, they didn't know. I said, I don't know it. I can get back to you. I went home, read, found the answer, fellowship with others. So I was fully equipped at a certain time to go out and preach the gospel. You know, this thing's a big burden. Many of us think it's not for me or that's not my job. You know, in our hearts, something feels like, you know, Brother Bill, he knows the whole Bible backwards and forwards. Why does he want me to go out? He go out and save 20 people, right? Praise the Lord. Amen. Hopefully you don't go out again. Amen. Is it on? Praise the Lord. So we can all go out. Right? We can all go out and be priests to our God and our Savior. You know, and my experience is we realize sometimes, you know, if I could just, you know, be here in my own bed, read the Bible every day, you know, pray every day to myself, go to the meetings, and I preach the gospel, I think the Lord will be okay. I don't know. I had that feeling. I don't know if you guys ever had that thought. You know, I could do all these things, but I could leave the gospel preaching to somebody else. 9/10 ain't too bad. But then you realize, no, you need to have this burden. What is burning inside of you is the Lord wants us to speak. You know, we have to realize in Jonah, the Lord forced him to go out to speak. He tried to run away from the Lord, and he sent the big fish to swallow up Jonah and said, you are going regardless. You know, we have to realize that even in John 4, when the lady at the well, she got saved. What's the first thing she did when she got saved? What'd she do? She went back to tell other people. What a joy that she had to go back to tell other people that she got saved. She received this eternal water, right? This eternal life that she had. And I always love Matthew 28:19. I think we should know that verse, right? Can you guys recite it? Therefore, disciple all the nations. Okay, that's enough. Go therefore and disciple all the nations. All the nations means every single person. Even the ones that you know or you think you know that don't want to get saved. Let me tell you, experience. I know a man who, when he wasn't saved, did every bad thing you could think of. He gambled all the time. He watched TV all the time. He swore all the time. He didn't care about anything. He made fun of Christians a lot with his friends. Even went to a Christian meeting. As he was going, he's talking to his friend and making fun of the Christians that he was going to see. And you know what happened to him? He got saved. Not only did he get saved, he's serving the Lord. He gave everything to serve the Lord. Isn't that amazing? He gave up everything he had to serve the Lord. That person, you could imagine, you think that person would get saved if you actually saw him? Sitting there, like, oh, this guy, he's a lost cause. And the person that saved him thought he was a lost cause in a sense. He didn't even preach the gospel. He didn't even know how to preach the gospel to him. He said, I don't know how to preach the gospel to him. What do I do? He's stuck in his ways. He don't want to change. He don't want to do nothing. So what did he do? He just prayed. He prayed with some brothers. He just prayed. And he left the book. Never mentioned the gospel once. He left the book there. He said, Lord, if he's meant to be saved, this is the best I could do. And that person picked that book up, and he got saved. That person was me. I think about myself, and I realize, why do I love to preach the gospel? Why? Why? Let's think about this. When you do something for someone, the best thing to do is because you love them, right? How many people have chores from their parents, now or as a kid? Take out the garbage, clean your room. Do you guys like doing those things? You don't like it, but you do it anyways, right? You're like, I'll just do it. I just do it because I don't want to hear my mom complain. I don't want to hear my dad complain. I just do it. And then eventually, you just stop doing it because you think you're too old to be doing those chores. You think, why don't somebody else do it? I did it already. But if you love your parents as much as we claim we love them, we would do it because we love them. We would see, wow, if I do this, because this would be something my mom would want me to do, she would appreciate me taking out the garbage. She would really appreciate me washing the dishes. Now think about the Lord. It should touch all of us that he's touching you to go speak to people. And we just say, you know, Lord, I just don't feel like it. You know, Lord, you know, I love you, but I don't love you enough. The Lord is on his knees begging us to say, I gave you my life. I gave you the eternal life in you. You should go out and disciple all the nations. And when we go out and when we save someone, it's the best feeling in the world. Oh my goodness. When you say, do you want to pray with me? And they're like, yes. You're like, oh, okay, don't mess up this prayer. I might lose it right now. I might lose him. But that sense, whoever had that feeling of saving someone, right? Was that not the best feeling you ever had? And you're like, that's what I want all the time. I want that feeling every single day of my life. I want to have a burden welling up in me to talk to everybody I come into. When I go to the supermarket, the Lord should be like, talk to this cashier. But Lord, I need to talk to this cashier. And when I'm at the supermarket, I take longer than I should. And I hold up the line a lot because I just talk to the cashier. Even in the, you know, 12 items or less, I just sit there and talk to them. I say, oh, Genesis, you know, your name's in the Bible. It's a gospel contact right there. How many of us are on the plane? Somebody's next to you, and it looks like, say something. You're like, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. Say something. And you can't sleep throughout the whole ride because the Lord bugged you for 6 hours on the plane because you didn't say anything. And then finally, I was on a plane ride. There was a girl, and I tried to preach the gospel to the guy, and he was stone cold. And I was like, okay, you know, amen. You know, I love the Lord. And the Lord said, what about her? The whole 6 hours, and the flight attendant said, we're about to make our final descent. I was like, Lord, this is it. So I said, how are you doing today? You know? She's like, oh, okay. And I just asked her what she did and all these things. And then she said something about she's not satisfied. That was it. Not satisfied. I said, oh, you want to know why you're not satisfied? Because you don't have Jesus Christ. She's like, what do you mean? And that's all it takes. We cannot be afraid. You know, we want to keep this gospel burden in you. We want to go out and save people, save our friends, save our family. Oh, my goodness. But it's not an easy road. If it was, everybody would be safe. But we need to build a tough skin. We need to know there's something pumping in us, right? I do it because I love the Lord so much. And his heart's will is in me. I want to save people just like I got saved. You know, he died for my sins. Don't take that lightly. Somebody died for your sins. This man that have no reason whatsoever with you came to do something for you and with you. He died for your sins. We cry for many small things. We get on hands and knees when our internet connection is slow. Right? But we don't start to think, my God and Savior, right? My God died for me. Oh, my goodness. My God died for me. Sometimes I think, God died for me. God, the God of the universe, the creator of the universe, died for me. And now he's in me. And that person walking by needs to hear this. So you go and you talk. What's the worst they could do? No. That didn't hurt, did it? Maybe a little. Maybe it hurt a little. But you got to keep going, right? You got to keep going. Because when you get that one person, that's all you need. You know, the Lord said he needs prudent and faithful slaves. Who in here has 5 talents? 5 talents. How about 2 talents? How about 1 talent? What can we do with the 1 talent? Bury it, right? Can you bury it? But what should we do? Invest it in what? Like more money? How do we invest that? We need to go to people. We need to go talk to people. You know, in my life, as a Christian for only, I don't remember, 5 years now, I have gone out countless times and been rejected more times than I can remember. But you know what I remember? The people I save. I don't care about the people that rejected me. I did my part. I preached the gospel to them. My goal is to save people. I don't know who God has chosen. You know, and sometimes that burning goes away, right? You don't have to raise your hand. How many people, you know, you're burning for the Lord. You're burning for the Lord. And next thing you know, and I'm burning for the Lord. What happened? Why did the fire go away? Why do we not want to save our friends that we've been hanging out with day after day, night after night, talking on the phone, hour after hour, and they don't even know we're even a Christian? That should all touch us very much. That our friends do not even know we come to meetings. That hurts the Lord. The Lord's on his knees begging you. Say something. Plead to them. Say you love the Lord. Say you love me. If they ask you to go somewhere, what should you say? That you know you shouldn't go? You say, no, I can't go. Why can't you go? Because the Lord doesn't allow me to go. This is something we all need to take with the Lord. We need to pray to the Lord. We need to be equipped with the Lord. You know, my burden is to get you guys to just love other people. To see a stranger, wherever you are, and just talk to them. When you go out gospel preaching, the Lord says, you just have to love me. Abide in me. When you pray, when you love the Lord, this is what comes out. This is what flows out. I got door knocking. Let me tell you, door knocking is something that you all need to try. And my first door I ever knocked on, my whole life was an old guy who yelled at me before I even opened my mouth. What do you want? I was like, oh, we're just Christians. I feel sorry for you. Don't feel sorry for me. I got the triune God. But it touched me. He closed the door, and I was like, Lord, that old guy's going to die. He was so old. He was like 90. He's going to die without you. You sent me here to say something. Of course, we wanted to knock again, but we realized the Lord says, don't knock again. But he heard us. He heard us. And that's what I wanted to give you guys. They need to hear your voice. Amen. Right? You have in Romans, I think, verse 10:14. I want to read this to you. How then shall they call upon him into whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe into him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without one who proclaims them? Wow. And how shall they proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who announce the news of good things. You know, my worst fear is when the Lord comes back. And I pray the Lord, he comes back in my lifetime. My worst fear, when I see the Lord, he says, how many did you bring in? He's not going to say, oh, how many meetings did you go to? Right? How many hymns did you call? Right? You know, I worry, he's like, how many people did you speak to? I don't want to come with empty hands. Do you guys want to come with empty hands to the Lord? We should all have a burden to talk to people. I hope this is an encouragement. Talk to people. You don't know who you can save. I save people with drinking a beer. I talked to a guy drinking a beer, and we was going to walk by them. And you know what he said? He said, oh, what do you have there? How do you think we felt? We're going to pass a guy with a beer, and he says, what do you have there? Oh, my goodness. I let gospel opportunity just went by because I thought he wasn't the one. And he got saved. So I hope this little time here prepares you guys for tomorrow. So when you see someone, you say, Lord, this is the person I need to talk to. You know, you're here to save the sinners. So praise the Lord. We have something in our heart that wants to preach the gospel.